cranking up a 1930 Model A with a "Come on, baby." Max Williams is a Ford man, make no mistake about it. He has less of a garage and more of a stable filled with antique cars and trucks. It all started with a 1964 and a half Mustang convertible he bought in 1967. He purchased that pony from Coffeyville's Crismore Motors.
When I was a kid, I wanted a convertible real bad. That one came available, and I bought it.
Then in 1980, a friend talked him into entering a car show at Niwala.
And that was my first car show. And I got bit by the bug showing cars. And from then on, it was just show cars, get different cars. Like I say, my first car when I was a kid was a 51 Ford. So that's what I wanted. And then my next car was that 51 convertible. And then I just started accumulating.
He has had success with his collection. That is clear when you step into his trophy room, which is lined from floor and across the ceiling with awards.
I'm going to guess there's probably 750, 800 trophies in there. But I've been doing it a long time, since 1980. That's a long time.
William's passion doesn't end with cars. In fact, he's living the dream that would make many men green with envy. He has an impressive collection of John Deere toys, soda pop coolers, oil company collectibles, license plates, gasoline pumps, and Marilyn Monroe photos.
It's heaven. I love it. I've got a sign over there that says there's nothing like the smell of grease early in the morning. No, I really enjoy it out here.
It's a labor of love, and he wouldn't have it any other way. Checking under the hood of a 1939 Ford coupe with a flathead V8, he says he loves all the cars and other vintage items he has. Williams admits that his success is due in part to a very understanding wife. Deborah Woodall, KGGF News.